Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday week, rolling right along. Wednesday, January the 4th, 2023, 18 minutes past the hour. A little rainy outside today, but not too bad temperature-wise and weather-wise here in early January. Certainly better than it was at the end of December, right around Christmas. Well, Sam Donaldson remembering the legendary Barbara Walters. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? Learned a lot of insight there into Barbara Walters, I think. You know, Sam said that she, you know, was lonely in a way. And I guess when you have that type of career and you do that type of work and you're as on target on the top of your game as Barbara Walters is, I think you might be lonely. It's hard to forge relationships when you're that busy. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Of course, the other big news story of the morning is Mayor Scott Schertzer on this program yesterday announcing he would not seek a fifth term as mayor of the city of Marion. And then, less than 24 hours later, we learn that former chief of police and chief deputy sheriff Bill Collins is going to run for mayor. Now, at this point, he's the only person who's announced that. I believe he will be running as a Republican, but now that Mayor Schertzer is not running, who might run for mayor around here? It's hard to say. I think... It's kind of interesting because there's not that much time left until you have to have your petition in, but I don't think you have to have a whole lot of names on your petition, which is a good thing for the people running for office. But I think a lot of people were waiting to see what Mayor Schertzer was going to do before they would announce their candidacy. Obviously, I think in the case of Bill Collins, that was the case. Does anybody have any thoughts on the whole mayoral situation here in Marion? Mayor Schertzer announcing he's not going to run again for mayor, and Bill Collins announcing that he is going to run for mayor. The first one to announce since Mayor Schertzer announced that he will not run for mayor. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Certainly a lot of stuff going on locally here. You know, when you think about it, it will be a big change come January of next year when we have a new mayor, because we've had 16 years of Mayor Schertzer. Prior to that, we had 16 years of Jack Kellogg. So between the two of them, you have 32 years of just two men being mayor. So it's a big change coming up next year. And who will be the new mayor? Who's going to run for mayor? You know, I look at city council, and clearly you have to look at the sheriff's department because that's where Bill Collins is coming from at this point, and think that's very interesting. Where will the people come from who will run for mayor? Because for the last four mayoral elections, we've had Scott Schertzer, and whoever ran against him, it's always hard to run against an incumbent, somebody who's already in office. Well, that won't be the case this time. We'll have two new people running for office. So there you go. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. certainly is a lot of news going on today. Do want to remind people, Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 10:15 until 12 noon. And then we'll have Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 until 1 p.m. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
Busy times. Anything new in your world?
Well, I bought that 32-inch Roku TV.
Oh, good. How much did you end up getting it for?
$108.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
But the guy sent out to get it for me. He bought a $10 extended warranty on it.
Oh, that's not... Well, that's a good idea in case it would fall over or something like that.
Well, it comes with 2 years, and it, for $10, you get 3 more years, you get 5 years, but $108 TV, if it goes bad, you just buy another one.
That's true.
You got to send it back and pay shipping to send it back to them, so...
Now, were you able to speak to any of the internet providers to see what they would charge?
Well, I have internet getting hooked up the 5th.
Oh, so you'll be back with us here tomorrow. Tomorrow's the 5th, I think?
Tomorrow the 5th.
Tomorrow is the 5th.
Well, I need to get the Adam's phone number so I can call him when I get hooked up and have him.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, he's listening right now, so I'm sure he will send me his phone number here momentarily. But, hey, have you heard the big news? And you'll be back with us come Friday morning, but yesterday on this show, Mayor Schertzer did his first interview since losing back in November, and he announced that he is not going to run for mayor again.
Huh.
So he's not going to go for a 5th term.
Did he say why? Family reasons? Or
well, what he said was he has the desire to run for state office again. He said he really enjoyed doing that, and he would like to do that again. He would also like to possibly do something down in Columbus, was something I got the impression of. And he also said kind of the standard that had been set by previous mayors, like Jack Kellogg, that maybe 4 terms is enough as mayor of Marion. Those are kind of the reasons he gave.
Oh, well, I can see that, yeah. But he's going to run again, and he's going to have to... Did he say anything why they didn't run any advertisements or they didn't have signs out and stuff like that?
Well, I did. I asked him about commercials and why there weren't a whole lot of signs, and he said there were counties that he went into where signs had not even been put into yards, and he also talked about the ability to raise money, that he did, was not able to raise the millions and millions that you need to run for a statewide office.
Well, that's true, but if he's going to run again for a state office, how is that going to change?
Well, that's a good question. Maybe after doing it once, he's got a better grasp
maybe
now.
Maybe the party will give him more money next time. You know, the party gives money to candidates, too, so...
Well, it could be. Well, then, after we did all that yesterday... This morning, we got an announcement that Bill Collins, you know, former police chief and also chief deputy sheriff at this point, he's going to run for mayor.
Hmm. So, Republican or Democrat?
I believe Bill Collins is a Republican. I'm almost sure of it.
Well, that's all we need, but...
Well, he's the first one in there, and I don't know what the deadline is, but I don't...
Kellogg was a Republican.
Kellogg? Yeah, Kellogg was a Republican. Well, here's... I got Adam's number here. This, I think this is the public number that he gives on the air. Well, we'll get this all hooked. Yeah, it's 614...
Okay.
530...
Okay.
2326.
After I get hooked up, I'll give him a call.
Yeah, and it should be really easy because the TuneIn app is free, and once you download that, you just go to that in the morning and play it, and we come up just like we always did from 8 to 10 and beyond. You know, you can listen all day if you like.
Okay, well, I'll be back listening here shortly.
Well, I appreciate that. Good to hear, Lee. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. One of our listeners from past making the jump to rejoin us here on the airwaves. Isn't that great? Lee's already got his television, and apparently the internet folks are coming out tomorrow to hook up his internet. So I would guess Lee would be back with us by Friday morning, which that's great, because Lee was always a very devoted listener and also always had a lot to say on the topics we were talking about. So I'm very, very, very glad to hear that. All right. Does anybody have anything to say about the mayoral race or anything else going on here in Marion? We'd be glad to talk about anything on your mind. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if there is anything on your mind this morning as we go down the road of life here. Let's see. Really, other than this whole mayoral thing, there's not a whole lot going on. The courthouse is opened as of yesterday after the flooding issue that they had, which that's good to see. So, oh, and in this story in Upper Sandusky, my goodness, the Marion woman who's a victim of the Upper Sandusky homicide, I don't know. I heard people say yesterday, how does this happen in Upper Sandusky? You know, how does this happen to a Marion person? I mean, it really is something when you think about it. It's horrible. I just cannot imagine what that was like or what went on there. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? I the news has covered it, and I don't want to get too into it here because it's been covered and covered and covered, but does anybody have any thoughts on this thing that happened in Upper Sandusky, this horrible, horrible murder of a Marion person? It's terribly sad. And, you know, why things like that happen, I have no idea. But the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Has anybody heard anything more about that? To be honest, I have not followed it to a great detail or any great length, but it's just sad, just sad. You know, I don't know that I've really had much of a chance to talk to anybody since we were on last Friday when President Harding's grandson came on. Let's take the call here. We'll come back. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, it's me, Scott.
Yes, how are you?
Well, pretty good. I did get the paper today. I had it written down to call you about this. Did you hear about the girl in Upper getting killed?
Well, yeah. It's a horrible Marion girl. Horrible thing.
Yeah, she just got married in October, and it was in today's paper when I just opened it up.
Well, for the audience listening, kind of tell people what happened.
Well, she worked at the Dollar Tree in Upper. And I think she graduated, she'd gone to college. They said she was the nicest girl. And that a guy came in and he started swinging a machete. I'm not going to say what I heard happened, but she got killed. And she was 22, and I think the guy, they got him, I think, walking down the street. He was 27. And her husband, I guess he said, well, he would be upset about it. But they've got a GoFundMe, I guess, for her burial. You know, to bury her and stuff. But I don't know if he even knew her or he just had the machete and just went in there. And if there was nobody else in there, I don't know much else about it.
Well, that's the thing that that's pretty much what I heard. And I cannot figure out, first of all, what is with these machetes? Why are people carrying machetes? And number two, what happened? I mean, did he want something? Was he trying to rob the place? What did he know her?
I don't think they know, but they said she was always smiling, nice. You know, they said she was the nicest person. So I don't think she would ever said anything. And when it said he just got married, that's what I heard. She just got married. I thought, well, it's probably an ex-boyfriend. But I'm taking it she didn't even know him. So I don't know.
Well, it's awful to believe that something like that can just happen, you know, a little ways up the road.
Well, I never was scared of getting out because I always worked second shift and would go to Lawson's and these places, you know, at midnight grocery shop. And in the last, what I've seen on TV the last 2 years, I don't think I would go anywhere. I would go in a mall, I don't think in Columbus at all. Because I couldn't run. I mean, you know, when you get my age, you can't run and hide. And if they have these guns that shoot all these bullets, well, you may as well stand and just take the shots. So, and stuff. But no, it's awful when you can't walk down a street and really, you know, have peace. When I was growing up, you didn't worry about any of this stuff. And, you know, guns and all this stuff. So,
well, it's just hard to believe that I just the whole machete aspect of it and the idea that this happened, you know, it happened at the Dollar Tree, didn't it?
At the Dollar Tree inside. He went inside, and then after, I don't know, it didn't say about anybody else, you know, interfering, being there or something. I don't know where, it's been a little while since I've been to Upper. I forget where their stores are and stuff, but apparently, I don't know how it really went, but they said they just caught him walking down the street after he killed her. He was swinging it, and I don't know if it would have blood on it and stuff. Can you believe somebody walking down the street with a machete? And I don't know.
Well, that's the thing.
You don't want to step outside your house anymore.
Yeah, but I just would have to think that there has to be something more to that we don't know. Because for something like that to happen, it's unbelievable to me. First of all, why did he have a machete? Why was he going to the Dollar Tree? I mean, do we know if he
didn't buy anything? That's what I said. And, you know, sometimes New York, when you see those people get stuff done to them, they either have sometimes baseball bats or they have those machetes, those bigger, I don't know, knife things. But they'll be in the street, New York, you know, after people doing that stuff with those machetes. So I have no idea. I took it that they didn't know each other, but I don't know.
Now,
there'll be more about it, probably.
So it says that he did not take anything with him?
No, it just said he went in the store and he started. See, I thought she was a customer when I heard it yesterday. And it happened New Year's Sunday, I guess. So he went to the store, and I don't know if she would be at the cashier or where she would. Sometimes they stock and do different stuff. And he just started swinging that machete around, and I don't know if she was the only one there, the only one close. And then apparently he just leaves, walking down the street. So,
well, that's what I say. I cannot figure out what in the world went on there. I mean, it doesn't sound like it was a theft. It doesn't sound like it was a burglary. It doesn't sound like they had any kind of altercation. So I don't know why this happened.
Yeah, because 22, and even in school, he would have been, I think it said 27, 28, 27, I think. She would have been in junior high. He would have been out of school, probably.
Yeah, she was how old?
She was 22, and he's 27.
22. And she was in college, and...
Well, she just graduated. I don't know if she went to Marion Tech here or something, and somebody thought they didn't know if she was looking for a job or what, because, you know, that much wasn't known about it. And stuff, but she just got married in October, and they said her husband is so upset. They said that, I think her grandmother, somebody started a GoFundMe for the funeral and stuff, and said that she was the nicest person. She wouldn't say anything, you know, about anybody, you know. She was just such a nice person. And I can't see her being nasty to anybody if she's that nice and said she was always smiling.
Well,
that
yeah.
That doesn't kind of...
Well, I can't imagine. You know, I assume her husband is probably in her age range, somewhere in that 22 age. And to lose somebody you just married months ago, not even a year ago, and to lose...
That's 2 months.
Yeah.
October of last year, so... 2 months. And no, that's what I said. I'm getting paranoid about going. I never bothered me because when I graduated, I went to Columbus to work, and I would take those, you know, go to the dance studio, and I would leave down there. It was Jay and Spring Street, you know, and walk 2 or 3 blocks to High Street to catch the bus at 11 o'clock, and never think anything about it. I mean, I was never, ever scared about going out. And anymore, it's like, after you see this stuff on TV over and over and over, it's like, I'd be afraid to even take a trip to get out and get gas. I mean, they shoot them, so it's, I'm getting paranoid about this stuff and things. But then I was going to talk to you about that Pete Rose.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, because I don't think he should be in that Hall of Fame.
Well, I think a lot of people might agree after the things he's doing.
Now, I've got a question, because did he ever go to jail or prison for the betting?
Yes.
It was illegal.
I don't know if he went for betting. I know he went for some tax issues. Maybe it wasn't for betting.
Yeah, because when I was at OSU, that Art Schwester, you know, the football player, I think his parents lived in the southern part of Columbus. I think they had racehorses, and I think after the football game, he's probably spent his time mostly around that, and he gambled. I guess weekends he'd go down there, you know, and gamble. And I know he got sent to prison a couple of times, but I don't know if it was probably for gambling and not being able to maybe pay it. I can't remember, because this was back in the early 60s. And I just wondered, because I don't know that much about Pete Rose, what happened to him when he was, you know. But no, when you know that you're not supposed to do something, there's consequences for it. And people don't think there is anymore you can get out of it to be, so.
Well, that I just... I understand Pete wants to be in the Hall of Fame, and I understand that he's in his 80s now. But what was shocking to me was the fact that he would place this first bet when he's still trying to get into the Hall of Fame. I mean, I think that probably does not do him any good.
No, and I think they said he wouldn't bet on the team he was playing, but he'd bet, you know, like others, and you don't know what he betted. He wasn't supposed to bet, period. And, you know, and different stuff. And then I got a thing about Cosby.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I'm over all this stuff. I was on the thing, let's see. Where did I write that down? Anyway, I was Bill Cosby. I watched some of the women. And then most of the comedians are black. And some of them won't speak up because he gave them their start. You know, you couldn't say profanity on his show. The one that played the doctor on the show, he must have said a cuss word in that. Phyllis was Cosby's wife. She told him, we don't use profanity, you know, on the show, and he didn't know it. And they asked him, well, were you friends with Bill Cosby? And he says, no. He says he was only friends with, like, people like Sidney Poitier, you know, the higher-up people. And he said back then he even heard rumors about him. And then, let me see what else. And then one, I think he was a comic. He hadn't seen this. I think she was an actress. He wouldn't mention her name. And I think she's not doing anything. And he said, and I don't know when this was taped. It could have been right after, you know, 5 years ago or whatever. And he hadn't seen her for a couple years. And I guess they were talking in his car. And he said for 2 hours she cried and told what all Cosby did to her. And at the end, he said, she wiped her tears, and she said, do you believe me? And he says, yes, I do. And that did him right there. But then I was watching something, and it says Larry King had him on in 1991, Bill Cosby. He was telling how to use that, let me think, Spanish fly. I think it's some kind of a drug. He was saying, like, drops, and it showed 4 or 5 different things you can get in it. And he was talking about this. He said, boys, 11 till you die, need to use this. It just takes a drop. And then they said those Quaaludes, I think he was using, I think they had to be powder. And it would just take a drop. And then when these women got this, if they took a drink, they got this. Well, they probably didn't remember if they, drank the drink or not, but this one lady went there. I guess she'd went out to eat with him. She knew him 5 years. And then he asked her wherever he came into town or whatever the hotel, and so she went, and they were playing cards, 3 other guys. Now, I'll just tell you, you can get on the internet and look this stuff up. She said he gave her the drink, and she knew she took a couple sips, and that was it. And she said when she woke up the next day, he was beside her nude. She said she was nude. She said, and her body was all bruised. and I think these three men, you know, it just wasn't Cosby. And she said she just got dressed and got out of there. See, the women wouldn't tell anything because he's going to believe. And then I was watching some of his comic stuff, and he's using cuss words. And that one that played his son on the doctor show said that Cosby could tell. He said, I learned all the dirtiest jokes from him. He could tell the dirtiest jokes. So he wasn't so much a family man. So when you get on there and you hear all these comics, they're coming out, you know, saying stuff and things now and stuff. That's why some of the, they said there's way over probably close to 100, and some of them are saying there's probably more than that. So they need to get on there, but I wish you'd have some of the women because I don't want to hear anything from him anymore.
Well,
because he lies. I don't want to listen because in that deposition he said, yes, he did it, and some other stuff. And then you ask him and he says, no, he didn't do it. So, and then he, one place he says, well, they never complained. So why would you complain if you're drugged and you don't know if you drank the whole drink or what? And you're not... I don't know. It's just us that mix up. But they said he's probably one of the most, what did they call him? I'm not going to say prolific or something rapist there is. Whoever the worst is, he's probably the worst of them. So
well,
when you get on these, when I get on these little boxes, and then I got on that, I don't know anything about this stuff. And the first box I clicked on, Fat Albert talking about girls. And that Spanish, what I say it is, fly, where you put that little drop in.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if kids watch this. This wasn't even, I didn't even like it. A grown up, little kids. And then I went to another box, and he's talking, I wrote the one down, it's about sex and women. And then I went to another box, and it was that sexual stuff, too. And I don't know. I think that's why this world's so messed up. When I was growing up, you didn't hear none of this stuff. I mean, you know.
Well, you know,
anybody could get on that block. He was on Larry King, 1991. And that's over 30 years ago. He was telling about these drugs. And the other time he was on, I'm pretty sure, one of the guys, I don't know if he was a comic, he said, well, get on that show, get on Larry King. And then his wife said, your husband's on TV. Aren't you going to watch this? And she's sitting there watching this stuff. I mean, you just, to me, I don't know. I know Hitler was a monster. This guy, to me, is a monster. And I would like the women, because the women, some of them aren't suing. And some of them don't even want to be known. And then that one lady, I think she's suing $128 million, but the one got $500,000 but and stuff. And this one, the actress, one of them said she left... Hollywood didn't go back for 15 years because of what he did. So I don't know.
Well,
you know, nobody's right there at that time. You wouldn't have one. You wouldn't have one case if somebody had to be there present and watch it and stuff. You just hear the people. When you have a jury, that's what you kind of decide. But no, this guy shouldn't be walking around, period. So that's
well,
my...
Yeah. Well, I guess what I would say is kind of what I said last week, which is I don't know... his guilt or innocence. I wasn't there when he did any of those things. But my contention just is that when somebody wants to come on your show and they want to talk about something, I don't know that it's our job to censor what they say. And I think the fact that he came on live, the fact that he did not know what I was going to ask him, we didn't talk about it beforehand. And the fact that we didn't talk about the women, so he didn't deny he had done anything with the women because we never talked about it. And to me, the more important story there, obviously, and more important to the nation, was the fact that he was going to go out and do stand-up comedy again. So there was a story to that interview that did come out. So all I'm saying, I'm not saying anything to do with the crimes. I don't know who's committed any crimes. You know,
nobody does. That's why they have a jury, because nobody would ever get charged for anything. But when you listen to these women, and nobody 30, 50 years ago, they said he's been doing this like 60 years or something, would complain. I mean, it's like going up against the government trying to get something done. He was, they said, so powerful, and stuff, and you wouldn't. You'd just either let it go, and then some of them weren't sure. I mean, if you were given a drink, you wouldn't maybe remember if you drank the whole thing, or and you woke up the next day, and, you know, different ones had different, you know, things. And that's why I said you need to get some of those women on, because I don't think he's going to go anywhere. And I watched him, I think, when he got left out of prison, and he can't see because they have to guide him. And when he is in that car, I don't know if it's that his agent who he's talking to, he's looking right at him. If I was blind, I'd be looking straight ahead. I wouldn't be probably looking to the left of me, you know, and talking. To me, I don't think he's actually blind, but now he could be. I don't know. But no, you listen to these women, and if anybody ever has a rape case, like little kids, you know, they tell, and it's like, well, you can't believe them and stuff. You've got to, you know, you just have to decide. Nobody was there, but when you've got like 60, they said like there's way over 60 women and stuff. But when you watch his cartoons on that Fat Albert, and then you watch that Larry King show, how he's just, back then, I mean, it's like you'd keep your mouth shut. Why one of these women, it didn't get around enough that they didn't put a police lady there and tape him or something, I don't know. But I think they all should have went together and did a class action lawsuit instead of trying to do it separate or something. But we'll watch how these, I think it's these five, I think two are from his show. I don't know if it's that doctor, I don't know how many shows he's had because I never watched him. And then two are from the shows, and I don't know what the other three ladies, if they're actresses or just worked for him or what. But no, I'm getting off him. I've seen enough, so I'm done.
Well, no, and like I say, the interesting thing about that in the end is that interview that he did here was listened to by more than any other interview, I think, than we did in the past 9 years. And I think that's what people are supposed to do in broadcasting, is present things that people want
to
hear.
I mean, he's got a right to talk, but like Manson, I knew he didn't actually kill those people himself, but he had them to do it and stuff. I would listen probably the first time, and then after that, I'm not going to listen to him. And the one guy said it's given him, I'm not going to say, not like a platform, you know, he's trying to get people like, well, I didn't do this. Well, you said in your deposition, you did do it. You admitted it.
Well, you know, honestly, I think it, from what I've seen, in a lot of cases, it works against him when he comes out, because if he doesn't say anything, then nobody comments on anything. But when he came on this show last week, I mean, obviously, people like yourself, you don't want to hear him. You do research on him, that there are negative things. So I don't know that him speaking makes people think that he's innocent. I think it makes a lot of people just think the other way.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so
I mean, to him, if he tries to do a comic thing, I think there's going to be protests, and he's not even going to be able to do it, because with all these women and different stuff, and they get together kind of, you know, like that abortion thing and stuff, I think there's going to be enough get together that he's not going to see any peace.
Well, that's the interesting question.
Yeah, when you get a chance, see, I just click on these little blocks. I have like 10, 20 blocks, you know, I just keep clicking on where he's done interviews and the women. Sometimes there'll be three women on a show or just one, and different stuff and things. And, you know, you just draw your own conclusion, because why are these women going to say they woke up all bruised or this and that and stuff? You know, if you didn't, it would be, it's not anything to your advantage, and really they couldn't sue. Because things like this, I don't think there should be a limit on it. I really don't. If, you know, like some people, if they remember they were molested like 50 years ago, they'll allow it. If they, or certain things, certain states allow. So, but I don't know. It's just, I just can't believe anybody could do that, not even to one person, let alone 50, 80, or 100. I just, I mean, people, you know, if you have a computer or, I don't know, smartphones, you need to, you know, just kind of look him up. I've seen enough. You know, anybody has a right. Even Hitler would have a right to talk. Anybody does, you know, and different stuff. But, so after, you know, when so many come out, it's kind of weird, like, well, he didn't do it. You know, 50 people are saying you stole this money or, you know, you did something. And I don't know, it just gets everybody different. But they make him out like he's a saint and he did this stuff. He's one of the, I mean, you know, when somebody rapes somebody and they call them serial rapists, they've raped three, four women or something. Well, they're terrible. They're the worst. And that's what he is. And one of them said, Dr. Drew wanted to know how he got those, is it Quaaludes or whatever?
I believe so.
Because you have to have a prescription back then. I think Reagan made it illegal. He said, I'd like to know the doctor that gave him these prescriptions because he had no use for it. Somebody had to give them to him. And what else was I going to say? And different stuff. But they, and then all the colleges took all his everything back and you know, all the stuff, everything that, except they didn't take that, what was that freedom? Bush gave him a medal, and they said, well, they can't take it back or something, I don't know, but about everybody else, you know, all these colleges, he gave all that money, they, you know, they more or less don't want anything to do with it, let's just put it that way. But if he did, he's one of the most evil people. And people can, you know, look at it, make their own conclusion, but no, you know, if you have him on 10 more times or something, you know, people want to, a lot of people listen to that stuff, and to me, I just don't, when I know somebody does something and they lie, I just have no use for it, so.
Well, I appreciate the opinions, and thanks for calling.
Okay, then, goodbye.
All right, the phone lines are open, 54 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Anything, as always, is on the table. I heard somebody trying to call in there. Remember, if you call in and it just keeps ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. 740-751-4038. 54 minutes past the hour. A lot of things to talk about this morning. Obviously, Bill Cosby, still of interest to people. This whole incident in Upper Sandusky with the Marion girl and the machete, and just awful, awful, awful story. And Mayor Schertzer not running for re-election. Former police chief Bill Collins announcing that he is running for mayor. Who else is going to get in that race? Who would you like to see run for mayor? Because one way or another, we're going to have a new mayor come 2024. I don't know who will get in this race. I know that petitions will be due fairly soon. So it's very, very interesting, to say the least, to see what will happen. We know Mayor Schertzer is out, and we know that Chief Collins is in. Now, who else will be in? I don't know. Time will tell. 740-751-4038. And again, if anybody has any information on that horrible, horrible incident in Upper Sandusky with the machete and the girl from Marion who had just completed college and was just married, it's just awful. You know, I just don't understand what in the world is going through some people's heads. And the story is very strange. It will be interesting to know what happened, because why was he carrying a machete? Why did he go to that store? I guess nothing was stolen, is my understanding at this point. I don't know. I could be wrong, but that's my understanding. If anybody else has any other understanding or knows anything, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We would love to hear from you on any of these topics. I always say the people listening to the program know much more than I know, so it's always good to hear from the listening audience. And it's great to hear this morning that our longtime friend and listener Lee finally got his television, and internet will be hooked up for him tomorrow. So hopefully by Friday morning, he'll be back with us here every morning on WGH Talk. You know, it's just that simple. You download the app on any mobile device. Could be your cell phone, could be your tablet, could be your Alexa, could be your Google Dot, could be your television, could be your laptop, anything. Download that TuneIn app, which is absolutely free. And you search WWGH, and we come up live anywhere in the world, just like we always did. So it's a nice place to live. And I always said, you know, people will have, it takes time to make the switch over. You know, people who didn't have internet, like Lee, people who didn't have a television that would do that. It takes time. And I think the wheels are turning here in 2023. Hard to believe 2023. Did anybody make any New Year's resolutions? Do want to remind everybody, Voice of the People with Linda Sims comes on right after this program today, 10:15 until 12 noon, and then Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 until 1 o'clock. So you don't want to miss those shows for love nor money. Always something interesting on those shows and this station. And that is why we're here, to bring you the news, the weather, the obituaries, and anything else going on in Marion, and hopefully talk. You know, the conversation this morning with Sam Donaldson about Barbara Walters, I found that endlessly fascinating. You know, the most fascinating part of that to me was that Sam Donaldson referred to her as lonely. You know, you would think this woman who had all the money and the power and everything that she had, in the end, Sam thought she was lonely. And again, to have that type of career, to be flying all over the world and gone as she was, it probably is hard to keep a marriage going, hard to keep a good relationship with your kids. She did have one daughter. I don't know. I think it would be very, very difficult. But in the end, you certainly can't say that she was not a leading journalist of our time. Barbara Walters, 93. Well, who knows what'll be on this show tomorrow. Stay tuned for Voice of a People with Linda Sims. Always something interesting there. And I'll be back tomorrow morning from 8:15 until 10 o'clock. So don't change your dial. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper,
listen to me. But if your friends want to buy that book, and I ain't making a dime on it, I tell you that. I don't give a damn about the money. Let them go to Amazon. It's a cheaper, and it's a great book because it's honest, and you're going to do a lot of laughing. And the only reason I wrote the book, because